And Swami was in Vrindavan, and that was the first batch of research scholars of the university. Swami had told them, if you finish your PhD, within 2 years, I will take all of you to Ooty and Kodaikanal. And these boys were working very hard even in summer. Swami was in Vrindavan. And these boys were happy listening to the activities of Swami in Vrindavan. And a few lucky boys who had stayed back for vacations, they were with Swami in Vrindavan. And these boys were hoping to get a chance to go to Ooty and Kodaikanal with Swami after 2 years. And that year, 1986 May, Swami went to Ooty on 3rd May. I was also in the party at that time. 10 days stay and came back. And the reports of these wonderful things that happened in Ooty, they reached these boys. Boys were all very happy, hoping that Swami would take them after 2 years. But one fine morning, Swami came to Puttaparthi. It was very hot, month of May. You know it, sir. And these boys were very happy. Swami called them for an interview. And the first question he asked was, among you, who are allergic to cold? If I remember correctly, there were about 20 to 23 boys in the first batch, research scholars. And 4 boys put up their hands. And Swami materialized vibhuti for them and gave. And then said, 4 of you cannot come to Kodaikanal. All others, I am taking you to Kodaikanal.
Oh my God.
And that's what happened also. 4 boys were...
They got vibhuti.
Yeah. And Swami said, I am taking you to Kodaikanal. Be ready. And Swami went back. He stayed there for only one day. It was as if Swami had come to tell his boys the trip to Kodaikanal himself, to the boys. And these boys very anxiously waited. The vacation was over and the classes reopened again in the institute. And they thought, you know, it was just a leela.